Good day. This is Paige Estrittori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. In our first story, there's a festive cheer rising as Australian families are gearing up for a slightly cheaper Christmas this year. The average household spending on festive meals is set to drop by 1.6% to around $80.30. This minor saving comes despite the annual food inflation in Australia being one of the highest globally, sitting at 3.3%. Researchers suggest that these minor savings are due to reduced wholesale prices for some items, although BBQ essentials like prawn skewers are steady at $13.60. It's important to be vigilant about misleading discounts from major grocers, but with anticipated shifts in Australian monetary policy next year, we may see more manageable living costs. Moving on to superannuation, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, is under increasing scrutiny amid rising concerns over default insurance settings within super funds. Tanya Lawrence of the West Australian Labor Party has challenged the industry, calling out potentially unjustified blue-collar insurance rates. This could mean some of us are overpaying for insurance and seeing reduced investment returns. APRA is urging for improvements in data accuracy and transparency, and a revision of industry practices in order to promote fairness, stability, and better outcomes for members. In another significant development, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has put forth a major overhaul of the Reserve Bank of Australia with the introduction of new advisory boards, bringing corporate expertise into the mix. These new additions are aimed at modernizing and improving decision-making. Noteworthy appointments include Marnie Barker, former Bendigo Bank CEO, and Renee Fry McKibben from the Australian National University. Despite some criticism, Chalmers stated that the diversity of experience brings a wealth of knowledge. These changes, expected to kick in on March 1st, mark the most significant reform in 30 years and are aimed at aligning the RBA with global standards. Finally, we cast our eyes on our neighbors, New Zealand, currently experiencing significant economic challenges, with a steep 4.6% drop in per capita GDP and a looming fear of recession, pressures are mounting. Retail sales, manufacturing, and building activity are seeing declines, and job numbers are down. The Reserve Bank has responded with rate cuts, and another reduction is expected early next year, signifying the ongoing economic uncertainties. That wraps up our financial news for today. Thanks for joining us, and do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates and financial services solutions to meet your needs. This is Paige Estrittori, Financial Services Online, signing off.